Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wanderers to my labyrinth of crazy talk. My name is Rob, and I will be your host to talk on topics and the strange and bizarre as you join me on The Darken Walk. Curses and magic mirrors abound in fairy tales. In one such story from the classic archive of Grimm's Fairy Tales, a magic mirror contained an imprisoned spirit referred to as the slave of the magic mirror. In another, a little girl steps beyond what is coined as the looking glass and enters another dimension beyond. And finally, Tennyson's poem, The Lady of Shelley, the main heroine is trapped in a tower, cursed to be isolated from the outside world. When she chooses to look directly through her window at the dashing Sir Lancelot, her magic mirror promptly announces her doom.
Out flew the web and floated wide. The mirror cracked from side to side. The curse has come upon me, cried the Lady of Shelley.
But apart from glass mirrors, one has to wonder about the material of glass itself. Is it possible that there beneath its surface, beneath its reflective properties, is truly a magic within, or rather, a phenomenon we are unaware of? Let's reflect upon the many uses of glass. For starters, windows are typically made of glass, solar panels are mostly made of glass, eyeglasses that bend light and allow us to see clear are mostly made of convex glass, the same properties found to exist in magnifying lenses made to bend and concentrate light, and the list goes on. When one begins to ponder it, the riddles of glass become strange indeed. So I have a theory concerning glass. Here is my theory. The riddle of glass is such that it does not, nor cannot, lie for what it displays and allows our eyes to behold. Often, in pseudoscience of parapsychology and the pursuit of paranormal investigations, ghostly or spiritual images are captured, some of which are seen staring out, or in for that matter, from a window, yet there is no evidence of the presence of the spirit or apparition in the room or place of origin, or that it appears in the reflection of a mirror, a clock face, etc. A while back, I was exploring this phenomenon and surfing around the internet to view and scrutinize pictures taken from photographers who primarily were focused on just taking snapshots of old abandoned farms and rustic homes no longer lived in, simply for artistic purposes only. But that later, after reviewing their works, discovered strange things in the photos. Faces in the glass panes of the old windows. Here the objective was not to look for such things at all, as the intent was merely to capture artistical angles and perspectives for portrayal material. Imagine you are one such person, alone, on some sleepy sunny afternoon out in the country, perhaps just beyond a humble sleepy town, and you see this old home quietly nestled just beyond the trees. Maybe down a short gravel drive, and you think to yourself, what a nice little home where someone once lived. Inspired, you pull over and break out your camera. You walk around the property, taking picture after picture. The birds are chirping and the wind is rustling the trees a bit, and all is pleasant. Later you get home to review your pictures, and to your horror, there is a face in the glass. A face that you never noticed when you were taking the picture. I have seen many unexpected captures like this, and of them, where the face, and in some instances, not just the face but the body as well, show entities that are clearly not human, but demonic looking. But before I go further, let's look at the science of glass. So I'm going to go into narration mode. Glass is an amorphous solid. Although the structure of glass shares characteristics of the structure of a supercooled liquid, glass exhibits all of the properties of a solid. The notion that glass flows over an extended period of time is not supported by research or theoretical analysis, though atomic motion upon glass surfaces can be observed. Here are some strange facts about glass. It comes from nature. This glass is known as obsidian and is much darker in color than the glass used in most of our everyday objects. It has a very long history. Glass relics have been found that date back to the Stone Age. The oldest record of glass making can be traced to 3500 BC in ancient Mesopotamia in Egypt. There are several myths and legends surrounding it. An old legend about the discovery of glass production is that ancient sailors made a campfire on a beach, and the next day they discovered the sand underneath the campfire had turned into glass. It is a poor reflector. Although glass shares some of the reflective properties of a mirror, it reflects only about 4% of light, which isn't enough to view yourself properly. So, is it possible, then, that what we see as a reflection or an embedded image in the surface of glass is a secret that only light can tell? In other words, is it possible that the image or images we see coming off of the reflections of glass are not at all within the glass, but rather that the glass is the only medium to which gives us the ability to see things that would otherwise be invisible to the naked eye? On the other hand, with the reflective properties of glass at only about 4%, when something other than ourselves is seen or captured in what we believe or assume to be beyond the glass itself, could it be that it is within the glass? Again, holding secrets that only light can tell, that are there, but under certain light conditions, allows us to see beyond the looking glass and catch a glimpse of the spirits that are trapped there, or rather, to glimpse into another plane or dimension. And having said that, what about that which lies within? Could it be that these spirits, demons, what have you, experience the same in return? Meaning that the glass itself is like a two-way mirror, allowing us to be glimpsed by those on the other side? And to go one step beyond, can those on the other side perhaps sometimes cross through the looking glass and manifest on the other side, our side? And if so, remain invisible until under certain conditions, under certain light, can then be seen by us in this plane through the medium of glass? Let's look at one such case in point concerning the first wonder, which is this: the possibility that an image or images we see coming from the glass are not at all within the glass, but rather that the glass is the only medium to which gives us the ability to see things that would otherwise be invisible to the naked eye. So here's the case. There was a time where a family moved into a home that was believed to be haunted. Of course, this fact was not known when the home was purchased. During the time that this family was in the house, there was a room in the upstairs of the home that was set up as a sort of place to relax and watch TV. One day, the father was upstairs in this room, watching TV. Here and there around him, he could hear whispers of voices, at random, but very faint. The room itself felt strange. Feeling uncomfortable, he decided to retire for the night and turned off the TV. The moment he did, there, in the reflection of the glass standing behind him, stood five figures from a family that once lived in the house. Startled, he reeled about, but no one was there. Now bear in mind, this was back in the day before flat-screen TVs, and during this time were the old glass tube TVs that some of us older folks remember. Case number two concerning that under certain light conditions allows us to see beyond the looking glass to catch a glimpse of the spirits that are trapped there, or rather to glimpse into another plane or dimension. In my episode, Shadow People, I told the story of my sister's experience concerning a blacker than black shadow that entered her room and what happened after. But There is more to this story that happened prior to the shadow entity. That same evening, a bit earlier, my sister was sitting on her couch reading a book. The kids were in bed, the husband out at sea on duty, so she's all alone in the quiet. The layout of the home they lived in at the time was such that the couch faced a darkened area. This darkened area had a step-down extension from the living room that ended at a set of glass doors that opened to a patio to the outside. While contentedly reading her book in the quiet, she suddenly felt as though she was being watched and instinctively looked up. There, in the glass of the door, was a face staring back at her. Obviously, she was startled and taken back, and seconds later, the face vanished. Feeling unsettled, she got up and retired to her room, where then she experienced the invading shadow. When I heard this story, I naturally asked her to describe the face in the glass. She said it was colorless, like dim gray, but humanoid, yet sunken in and long. It had no eyes, just black depressions where the eyes should have been. It was like it was in the glass, she said, and not as if someone or something was looking in from the outside. It had a sheen about it. Its face was drawn and large, as if consuming a large portion of the glass door, and it was looking directly at her. It lasted for a few moments, then faded as though it backed away until it could no longer be seen. Concerning the mysteries of glass, I believe in both cases that glass is an unbiased lens that under certain circumstances, under certain light conditions, can reveal to us that which cannot be seen by the naked eye, and also that within the glass itself exists another dimension that can only be seen when looking deeply into it, and where other non-human entities exist, or other dimensions of time, such as in the case of Nostradamus, who gazed often into a black mirror during his trances to see and make his predictions. Finally, one has to ask themselves when looking into the reflection of a mirror, is it really me? Well, that's it for this podcast within the Dark and Walk. I hope I left you with some thought-provoking concepts to carry you through the rest of your day and even into your sleep. Always remember, never close your mind to the possibilities that may exist. Peace out.